I've got the fire started. I'm going to get the salve and change the bandages on your wound. I'll be right back. I need to get ingredients to make more salve at the market. This will only be enough for the rest of the day. Okay, my love. Let's get these bandages changed. It looks like the wounds on your arm are healing. The cut on your stomach, though. Thankfully, none of the cuts look infected. How do they feel? Well, the salve should help with the pain. I know it hurts. I'm almost done. Just hang in there. There we go, my love. I'm just going to wrap the wounds now, okay? How does that feel? Too tight? Not tight enough? Good. I need to go to the village market to get ingredients for more salve, okay? Want me to get you anything at the market or before I leave? No, I think it's best if you just stay here at the cottage. I want you to stay here where it's safe. It's too dangerous. The pack that attacked you hasn't been dealt with yet. It doesn't matter if you don't care. I don't want you leaving the cottage until they are dealt with. I'm trying to keep you safe, and this forest isn't safe. Especially for a human like you. You don't have any way of defending yourself from the creatures out there. You are in no shape for me to teach you right now. Please don't bite me on this, love. I just want to protect you. Keeping you here is the only way I can protect you right now. I can't lose you. Yes, it can happen. It already almost did when I heard your screaming and I saw those werewolves attacking you. I felt like I couldn't breathe. I wanted to kill those damn wolves. It wasn't okay, my love. They could have killed you. They almost did. They might not have, but... And what if you go out again one day and someone else attacks you? What are you gonna do then, huh? No. Don't say it won't happen again, because it could. We live in a forest with vampires, werewolves, and some dragons fly over the forest all the time. The chances may not be high, but they're still there. Please. I'm so scared that I'll lose you, my love. I don't know what I'd do if I lost you. Every time you leave the cottage without me, my anxiety goes insane. And all these thoughts of what could happen flood my mind. And they don't go away until you're back home, safe with me. I want to be with you every day and every night, keeping an eye on you and making sure you're safe. I love you too much to let anything bad happen to you. Of course, I blame myself for what happened. If I was with you, I could have stopped it. I could have gotten you away from them. But I wasn't with you when you got hurt. I could have stopped it. I know I could have. I love you too. So I know I shouldn't blame myself, but it feels like it's all I can do. I love you more than anything. And knowing that every time you leave the cottage, there's a chance you could be injured or killed, it... Yeah, it terrifies me. I can't imagine what I'd do if I lost you. It would kill me. I wouldn't want to live anymore. I know I shouldn't say it, but it's the truth. I love you too much to live without you. You're my world, my everything, and life would be pointless without you. You're right. I do have to learn to cope with this anxiety, and it's not fair that I'm keeping you here in the cottage all the time, but I don't know what else to do. I'm fine with you leaving the cottage if I'm going with you. I can protect you if I'm with you. Yeah, I'm sure we can find a way for you to protect yourself. I could stop by the blacksmith's shop when I go to the market later. She might have a small dagger you can keep with you when you go somewhere without me. I still don't think you should go with me today, though. You're healing from the attack, and I don't want you to do much before your body is healed. And the village is a fairly long walk away. I'll stop by the market and the blacksmith's shop to look and see if there's anything you can use to protect yourself when I'm not around. Okay, then. I'll go get my satchel and start heading out. I love you too, sweetheart, and I'll always be here to protect you.